Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Dr. Barbara Rose is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend and hope she'll become an old friend of ours as the time goes by, because I think she's got some things that we want to hear about. Dr. Barbara Rose holds the endowed Guthrie Chair of Nutritional Science at Pennsylvania State University, and that's Penn State to some of you folks, and has served on the advisory council for the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases. She's the author of a number of books, including the one I'm holding in my hand, The Volumetrics Eating Plan. Dr. Barbara Rose, welcome to the show.
Nice to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. It's good for you to be here. Thank you for writing this book. I think it's an important one, and Dr. Rose, my audience knows that for several months now, we've been making a concerted effort around once a week or so, maybe three times a month, to talk about things that are important to small business owners' health, their eating habits, their diet, their exercise, things that help us to live longer and enjoy our small businesses longer. And so this interview with you and talking about your book is an extension of that programming strategy. And so we've talked about a lot of different kinds of eating plans, a lot of different kinds of diets. Why is the Volumetrics plan, eating plan, a good one?
Well, it's not a gimmick. I'm a nutrition professor. I've been researching in this area for years, and I decided to put together the research from my lab and labs around the world into easy, practical, sensible advice that people can follow. I think people are so confused, and frankly, they just are fed up with the fad diets.
Well, yeah, carbs or no carbs, protein or no protein.
Right, and I mean, we're all sick of that. We need to eat a good balance of nutrients, and weight management's about calories, and people need to know then how to do that. What I've written is compatible with the advice from all the major health organizations in the U.S. So it's practical and sensible and research-based, and I'm really committed to trying to get you all healthy.
Well, we can all use that help. And does America really have an obesity epidemic?
Oh, absolutely. At this point, over 60% of adults in America are either overweight or obese. And, of course, that leads to all kinds of conditions, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, joint problems. It's really a terrible problem. Our health system is going to be totally overburdened in a few years if we don't do something about it.
Why are we obese? Why does America have this problem?
Well, that's what our research looks at. What about food affects how much we're eating? I mean, we really live in an environment where it's very easy to overeat and to not move much. And so we're trying to figure out how we can tweak foods a bit so that it makes it easier for people to manage their calories. And that's really what Volumetrics is about. It's teaching you how to have satisfying amounts or volumes of food while you're reducing the calories that you're eating. And let me tell you about the kinds of studies we do, because I think to a lot of people, they're wondering, well, what does she do in this lab? Well, basically, my lab is a kitchen, and we invite people in, and we feed them. And in one study that we did recently, at the start of a pasta meal, we gave people salad, either a big salad or a little salad. We kept the calories low by using a low-calorie, low-fat dressing, and then measured how much people ate at the meal. And surprisingly, if people had a large salad, and actually the bigger the better if it was low in calories, the less calories they ate at the total meal. So in this case, bigger was better, and actually adding an extra course helped people to eat less. Usually you'd expect it to have help. They would eat more with more courses.
Well, at the next break, I'm going to make sure you have my phone number, because I so far haven't been invited to be fed at your lab, which I would love to be able to do. But one of the things, though, if we're going to – one of the things that you talk about in your book is the importance not only of eating smarter, but if you're watching your weight, if you're trying to cut down on your calories, this is a time when you've really got to make sure that you're also getting the right nutrition.
Absolutely. When you're restricting calories, it's the most important time to get a balance of nutrients because you're already cutting down on all the nutrients you're getting. So you're at more nutritional risk than any other time. It makes no sense to me at all to cut out whole food groups. It's not sustainable, and it's not a healthy thing to do.
Right. Well, now, volumetrics, tell us what's at the heart of that word in your plan.
Well, what we discovered and other labs around the world discovered a few years back was that over a day or two, people tend to eat a pretty consistent weight or volume of food. When they help themselves, they take about the same amount. And so what we found in a lot of studies in our lab is that if you reduce the calories in the usual amount of food that you're eating, you can still have satisfying amounts of food, but you spontaneously eat fewer calories and you don't feel any hungrier. You feel just as full and satisfied. So the volumetrics is teaching you how to get a satisfying volume of food. The key is to eat foods that give you fewer calories per bite. And the main component of food that affects how many calories you get is the water content. Mm-hmm. Water adds weight and volume to foods, but no calories. So if you go for water-rich foods like fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean protein, you're going to be able to eat a nice amount of food, a healthy balance of food, and you will be controlling your hunger while you're managing calories.
You know, one of the challenges that I see out there, Dr. Rawls, is our lifestyle. You know, when you and I were growing up, mom cooked three meals a day, and you know, we ate at home. If nobody cooked, we ate cereal at home. They didn't shove our breakfast to us out of a window at a restaurant. And you look around you, and you know, 30 years ago, there was a supermarket on every corner. Now there's a restaurant on every corner, not so many supermarkets. It's we're all eating out more, aren't we? And that's
right.
That's a challenge, isn't it, for losing weight, for maintaining a healthy weight?
It is, but, you know, we have so many choices that people can decide when they're eating out that they're going to order healthy. Restaurants are very willing to accommodate special orders. And the thing is, the restaurant industry wants to accommodate us. So if we start asking for more healthy choices, they're going to give them to us because mm-hmm. that's what their business is about. Well, I'm talking
so
to
you're saying
business
that we,
owners. You know this.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're saying that if we have a favorite restaurant, but the menu might not quite match some of the things we need, just ask the owner about it?
Yeah, and special order. They tell me restaurants are there to please you.
Right.
So,
Dr. Rowe, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Dr. Barbara Rowles is our guest. She's the author of the new book, The Volumetrics Eating Plan. When we come back, we're going to get her to give us some ideas on what a typical menu would look like. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Barbara Rowles, the author of the new book called The Volumetrics Eating Plan, Techniques and Recipes for Feeling Full on Fewer Calories. Dr. Rowles, this is a beautiful book.
Thank you. It is, isn't it? Lots
it really
of color
is.
Pictures.
Well, I know a little bit about books. We also have a publishing company here. And as you might imagine, we get a lot of books in here. And this book, folks, is $25.95 in the U.S. And I know what it costs to produce a book. And this is a lot of book for the money. And I congratulate. And I don't just mean obviously the content's important, but it's also almost a coffee table book.
It is. It's really pretty with the pictures of your traditional foods, and then if you make them volumetric for the same number of calories, you get at least twice as much, sometimes three and four times as much. And I think that's a real gee whiz, beautiful concept for people to grasp.
Well, I think one of the things that I think you did that was very smart, and I know that you know this, is you showed us an example of maybe an old way that you would eat an item or a meal, and you showed the high-calorie way,
mm-hmm.
and then you showed the very, very similar food prepared another way, and it was a lot more food, and it was mm-hmm. the same number of calories. That's a very smart way to present this plan.
That's right. It's prepared the volumetrics way. That's the point.
Yeah. See, I did read your book. And now, one of the things that I did a few years ago, thanks to my wife, she browbeat me until I did this. She helped me convert from regular drinks, regular soft drinks – to diet soft drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize, I had never looked at it. A regular soft drink has like 48 grams of carbohydrates. Something like some ridiculous number.
Yeah, and a 12-ounce soda has about 150 calories. So
right, and a diet soda has nothing.
Right, diet soda has nothing, water has nothing. So if you just gave up one can of soda a day and didn't add anything, any of those calories back, you could lose up to 15 pounds a year.
You know, so I saw something once, Dr. Rawls, that really made an impact on me. I was at a reunion, and they had the soft drinks in a barrel, an ice water barrel. And guess which ones were floating, and guess which ones were on the bottom?
Oh.
The regular sodas with all the sugar were laying flat on the bottom. The diet drinks were floating.
Wow.
The cans. Did you know that?
No, fascinating.
That made an impact on me. I said, you know what? I think I'm going to change.
You could see the pounds hanging on you. Huh?
Well, yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. High fiber is important in our diet, and that's part of your volumetrics plan, isn't it?
Right. High fiber, whole grain foods. They slow the whole digestive process down. They take more chewing. They help fill you up, and they've been shown to help with weight management. So look for the grains, look for the fiber, look for your fruits and vegetables. And lean protein also helps to enhance satiety or that feeling of fullness that we get when we're eating. But go for lean protein, and you don't need to overdo, but make sure when you're managing calories you get enough lean protein, and that will help.
Now, when you say lean protein, obviously you're talking about, I think we understand what that means, but in case we don't, go ahead and tell us what you mean by that.
Well, go for your skinless poultry,
right.
Cut the fat off.
Trim the fat off.
For the leaner cuts.
Right.
And also beans, pulses, those sorts of things for the vegetarians, tofu. Increase your intake of those. They really will help to keep you full.
Right.
So we have so many choices. That's the thing. And what I want to emphasize for people is there's no one right or wrong eating pattern. Within the principles that we give people, there's a lot of scope to tailor it to your own preferences, and that's what I want people to do. That's why I encourage them for a while to write things down so that they can figure out what they're eating and then where they can make relatively simple changes that they can live with for the rest of their lives.
Give us your website, please.
It's volumetricseatingplan.com.
Volumetricseatingplan.com. The book's available also. I know they can find out about it there, but it's also available wherever books are sold, right?
Yep, and online.
It's red and white, folks. The cover is. It's a big book, too, by the way. Give us it. Let's walk through. We've got about 2 minutes. Let's walk through a typical, what you would consider to be a good diet for one day with a volumetric plan.
Okay, so you start the day with a whole grain, high-fiber breakfast with a low-fat milk and some fruit and have your coffee or tea or whatever.
How about Raisin Bran, no sugar?
Great.
Is that
fantastic.
All right?
Fantastic. Okay. Yeah, that's fantastic. And then if you get the munchies, you know you're going to get the munchies midday, plan ahead. Bring something with you, some a yogurt, some fruit, some veggies to nibble
on. How about low-fat popcorn?
That can be okay, actually, but manage your portions.
Okay.
Just, know how many calories you're getting
in the portion. I can't eat the whole bag. Is that what you're saying?
Well, look at how many calories are in the bag. I think people need to train themselves. So a snack should be 100 to 150 calories maximum.
Okay. All right.
And then when you get to lunch, start lunch with a big salad. I told you why. Our research shows it's going to help you to eat less. You've got lots of choices for the dressings and the toppings. We have so many different fat-free, low-fat, et cetera. So,
right.
And then have a sandwich on whole grain bread, lots of lean turkey breast.
Right.
Bulk it up with your favorite veggies. Get rid of the cheese and
the
mayo. Find another spicy spread that's going to give you flavor.
And then dinner.
For dinner, start with a big bowl of broth-based soup. As with salad, we found that helps cut calories over the whole meal. Go back to your traditional lean meat, a chicken breast. We have a wonderful chicken parmesan that's kind of spicy, asparagus or broccoli,
and
potatoes or rice.
All these recipes are in this book, folks, and it's pretty impressive. The Volumetrics Eating Plan by Dr. Barbara Rose. Dr. Rose, will you come back another day?
Absolutely. This has been fun.
We'd love to have you back. You got more to teach us, and we need to learn more from you. Thank you for being here.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
VolumetricsEatingPlan.com. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Tom Asacker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.